God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 114. Come on, Vicky Winers. Help us get started here today. Come on now. I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. God bless you. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. I pray all is well. If you can join me, turn your swords to Isaiah chapter 40. And let's look at verses 28 and 29. And it reads as follows. Has thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it. Wait. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for thy grace and thy mercy. And now, Lord, I come and ask for forgiveness of my sins. And I ask, Lord, you would allow this vessel to decrease and your Holy Spirit to increase so that we all may hear what thus said, Lord. Father, we're calling it victory in your word already. In Jesus' name, amen. Wait. Isaiah is one of those books that I might call a Bible within the Bible. It has 66 chapters where 1 through 39 speaks of a warning, and 40 to 66 speaks of hope. In our Holy Bible, the first 39 books speaks of God's promise to redeem the world through a Savior. The last 27 books speaks of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. What really matters to us of God's word is the covenant made between God and man. The Old Testament is of the word before flesh. And the New Testament is after the Word became flesh. The old conceals while the new reveals. In the old, the sheep died for the sins of the shepherd. In the new, the shepherd died for the sins of his sheep. The old shows how Satan got started, and the new shows how he's going to end. Today we are in chapter 40, which begins the comfort of Jehovah, which lays out this ideal of hope. What we hope for, we wait for. As the hope talk begins, Isaiah 40 and 1 says, confront ye, therefore, ye my people, saith your God. Then in verse 2, he goes on to tell us that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquities is pardoned. In other words, their sins have been paid. Then, if you slip down to verse 3, notice that it says the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This verse introduces John the Baptist, as we noted in John 1:23, where he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Now, this John, last of the OT prophets, came to pave the way for the hope that was to come. Jesus is that hope that can make one a blind man see and a lost to be found. Our hope overcame the sins of the world. Our chapter shows that even in creation, there is no greater than God. Twice, the question comes up, have you not known? Have you not heard? But in verse 28, he continues with that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of this, of his understanding. If we think on it, all he is saying is that even if the minds of this whole world had came together as one, we still could not fathom who God really is. Isaiah 55:9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Because God is who he is, that is why I love the hymn that says, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You see, just think, the creator of all things that you can see, all things that you can even think of, that creator even knows the number of the hairs of everybody on this earth and the power and has power beyond that of the sun. That God allows a person such as little old me to come to him in prayer. No cell, no phone booth, but I can come to him in prayer. First off, he hears all prayers. And second, if you have a relationship with Jesus by the blood, then you have a two-way hotline straight to the Father. What a privilege. Now, this hope continues in Isaiah 40:29. Isaiah 40:29, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Now, one of the strangest things that I heard was how this word strength here is the word firm. Now, I get that part. But Jewish folks relate this word to their word koach, meaning lizard. During that time, the only lizard that the Jews knew of was a chameleon. So, and we know that a chameleon can adopt or adapt into in order to survive, right? So they saw this strength as God giving ability to survive. Ain't that something? And then in verse 30 shows once again the weaknesses and the vulnerabilities of man, but then came the weight. Oh yeah, Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Notice them eagles' wings. They have the ability to soar over the storm. If you wait, you should be able to not allow life to get you down with exhaustion or fatigue or weariness, because you know to just wait upon the Lord. Now, David even said in Psalms 27:14, he said at the end of that 14th verse, he said, "Wait, I say, on the Lord." Don't let what you don't understand about God cause you to forget what you do know about God. The mysteries of God can be greater than the certainties of God. We may have more question marks than exclamation marks. God's realities are greater than our imaginations. We can't figure how a man that knew no sin went up on Calvary's hill and died for our sins. We may never understand why he never said a mumbling word. We may not understand his death, burial, and resurrection. But by faith, we know that when he got up out of that tomb, we learned something about God's never-ending power. Later in history, Isaiah points out that if we wait, we may see how God is going to take our enemies and use them to conquer our other enemies and give us favor right where we are. All we have to remember is to wait upon the Lord. They that wait on the Lord know that they can trust in God, know that they can walk by faith and not by sight, know that the Lord will make a way, know that weeping only endure for a night, know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Know, if God be for you, who anywhere can be against you? If you wait, you will learn that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen, amen. I don't know who have and who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But if you're not sure, or if you haven't, say this prayer with me. Say, "Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name." The word says, if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to teach us, like David said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And let us, Lord, as we wait for you, let us serve you in our waiting. Let us also not be anxious in our waiting, and let us be patient in telling the world about a man named Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. As I always say, keep each other in prayer, and until we meet again,